Hello and welcome to The Word from My Hermitage. It's Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V. Today is the feast of St. James, who was an apostle, July 25th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, 'What do you wish?' She answered him, 'Command that these two sons of mine sit one at your right hand and the other at your left in your kingdom.' Jesus said in reply, 'You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?' He said to him, 'We can.'" There's something deeply human in today's gospel. A mother approaches Jesus with a request for her sons. She wants the best for them. She wants honor, security, and greatness. She wants them close to the king when his kingdom comes. Perhaps we smile at her boldness. Perhaps we shake our heads at James and John for allowing their mother to make such a request. If we are honest, we recognize something of ourselves in them. We all desire significance. We want our lives to matter. We want to be noticed, appreciated, and remembered. The surprising thing is that Jesus does not condemn their desire for greatness. Instead, he transforms their understanding of it. "You do not know what you are asking," he says. "Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" The chalice Jesus speaks of is not a cup of privilege, a cup of sacrifice. It is the chalice of self-giving love. It is the chalice of surrender to the Father's will. It is the chalice that will ultimately lead him to Calvary. James and John confidently answer, "We can." They have no idea what those words will mean. Yet Jesus sees beyond their misunderstanding. He sees the men they will become. He sees the grace that will one day transform their ambition into devotion. St. James would indeed drink the chalice. He would become the first of the apostles to be martyred for Christ. The one who once sought a throne beside Jesus would eventually surrender his life for the Lord he loved. God often works this way. He reaches our imperfect desires and gradually purifies them. We come seeking success, and he teaches us service. We come seeking recognition, and he teaches us humility. We come seeking comfort, and he teaches us love. The saints are not people who began with perfect motives. They are people who allowed Jesus to reshape their hearts. There's an old story told about a young monk who entered a monastery filled with dreams of becoming holy. He imagined people would admire his wisdom and seek his counsel. He pictured himself growing quickly in virtue and becoming known as a great spiritual master. On his first day, the abbot assigned him to work in the kitchen washing dishes. A week passed, then a month. The young monk grew frustrated. One evening he finally approached the abbot and asked, "Father, when will I begin doing something important?" He smiled gently. "My son, every day you have been doing something important." The monk protested, "But I only wash dishes." The abbot replied, "No, every day you have been learning how to love. Years later, the monk realized the wisdom of those words. The hidden work had shaped his soul more than any public achievement ever could. The kingdom of God often grows in hidden places. James wanted a seat of honor. Jesus offered him a path of love. One leads to admiration, the other leads to holiness. In contemplative prayer, we gradually discover that the deepest transformation occurs when we stop seeking greatness for ourselves and begin seeking only Christ. We learn to sit quietly before Him without demanding recognition, rewards, or success. Simply offer our lives. Over time, the false self begins to loosen its grip. The need to be important gives way to the desire to be faithful. This is the mystery of discipleship. The chalice Jesus offers each of us is different in its details, but similar in its essence. For one person, it may be caring for a sick spouse. For another, it may be forgiving an old wound. For another, it may be remaining faithful through a loneliness, disappointment, or uncertainty. The chalice is whatever allows us to love as Christ loved. And strangely, what seems at first like a burden becomes a blessing. What appears to be loss becomes freedom. What feels like dying becomes life. St. James discovered this truth. The apostle who once sought a place beside Christ in glory found that the surest way there was through sharing Christ's sacrifice. The same invitation is offered to us today. Jesus asks each heart, "Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" The question is not whether we are strong enough. Left to ourselves, we are certainly not. The question is whether we trust Him enough to follow wherever He leads. For when we place our lives in His hands, He gives us the grace to drink whatever chalice love requires. And in the end, we discover that the chalice is not merely suffering. It is communion. It is participation in the very life of Christ. It is the path to the kingdom. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you called St. James to leave everything behind and follow you. Though through many understandings, failures, and struggles, you patiently formed him into a faithful apostle and martyr. Teach us to seek not places of honor, but hearts of service. Purify our ambitions and transform our lives so that we may love as you love. Give us courage to drink the chalice you place before us each day. When the path is difficult, strengthen us. Tempted to seek ourselves, draw us back to you. May we learn from St. James that true greatness is found in humility, true power is found in love, true glory is found in surrender to the Father's will. We ask this through Christ our Lord. If you found a moment of inspiration in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and to return here each and every day to My Hermitage, where we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.